Departmental Plan 2023 to 2024. Table of Contents. Message from the Chair and Chief Executive Officer. The last few years have seen the Canadian Transportation Agency. Expanding the regulatory framework for which it is responsible, particularly with respect to air passenger protection and accessibility of the transportation system. Most elements of the regulatory framework are now in place, including the Accessible Transportation Planning and Reporting Regulations and the regulations amending the Air Passenger Protection Regulations regarding refunds. Along with the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, these enhanced regulatory requirements have resulted in the CTA receiving record volumes of consumer complaints. Through innovation and process improvements, over the last year, the Canadian Transportation Agency has been able to increase its efficiency, while continuing to manage the other aspects of the economic regulatory framework for the air and rail sectors, which are part of the CTA's regular activities. Both as an administrative tribunal and as a regulator, the CTA will continue to look at how it can improve how it uses the resources that it is provided, innovating and updating CTA processes, and increasing the use of data and digitalization throughout the organization. It will work to eliminate the complaints backlog and provide timely dispute resolution services and access to justice based on procedures that are commensurate to the impact and complexity of the cases. The CTA will continue in its efforts to increase accessibility in Canada's transportation system by working with persons with disabilities and the organizations that represent them, as well as with industry, to implement the new regulations that focus on barrier-free travel for persons with disabilities. I am proud to say that notwithstanding the increased volume of overall complaints the CTA has received, it has been able to prioritize and resolve accessibility disputes in a timely manner, resulting in zero backlog for those cases. Supporting the efficient and effective management of the supply chain will continue to be a priority. The CTA has formalized its approach to rail monitoring with a focus on service and performance indicators using publicly available data. This data helps assess the overall health of the transportation system, provides evidence of service timeliness, and may point to service disruptions that potentially require further investigation. In addition to monitoring the data, the CTA engages and will continue to engage regularly with industry and other stakeholder groups to discuss rail performance issues. Finally, I would like to recognize the employees and the appointed members of the CTA. Both the CTA and the transportation system at large have had to adapt to and operate in a rapidly changing environment. The travel industry was returning to pre-pandemic levels of service, supply chain challenges were felt throughout the world, and the CTA itself was finding and implementing new ways of working to maximize efficiency. There is no doubt that the reason the CTA has been so successful in leveraging its resources is its highly dedicated and professional workforce. In 2023-24, we will continue to find and implement efficiencies and to diligently work to advance our mandate. We will continue cultivating our diverse workforce, ensuring it is inclusive and equitable, works collegially, and fosters employee satisfaction and well-being. Plans at a glance. The CTA's decisions and activities are advancing the National Transportation Policy as stated in the Canada Transportation Act. They contribute to achieving an accessible, competitive, economic and efficient national transportation system that serves the needs of participants and communities, and in which people trust. The CTA is an independent, high-performing, outcome-driven organization that uses its expertise in the Canadian transportation system to provide high value to Canadians. As a regulatory agency that works with regulated industry, communities and other participants in the transportation system, using a wide variety of regulatory and non-regulatory instruments. As an administrative tribunal that provides timely dispute resolution services and access to justice, based on procedures that are commensurate with the impact and complexity of the cases. And as a diverse, inclusive and equitable organization that fosters employee satisfaction. The CTA has three core mandates. It helps ensure that the national transportation system runs efficiently and smoothly in the interests of all Canadians, those who work and invest in it, the producers, shippers, travelers and businesses who rely on it, and the communities where it operates. It protects the human right of persons with disabilities to an accessible transportation network. It provides consumer protection for air passengers. In fulfilling these mandates, the CTA is guided by its strategic priorities for 2023-24 and beyond. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the regulatory framework. Process and service innovation and modernization. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. A diverse workforce, and an inclusive and equitable workplace. The following sections lay out the CTA's responsibilities and plans for 2023-24, including its use of resources to deliver results and its risk management strategies. For more information on the Canadian Transportation Agency's plans, see the core responsibilities, planned results and resources, and key risk section of this plan. Core responsibilities, planned results and resources, and key risks. This section contains information on the department's planned results and resources for each of its core responsibilities. It also contains information on key risks related to achieving those results. Independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation service providers and users. Description. Establish and enforce economic, accessibility, and air passenger protection rules for the national transportation system. Resolve disputes between transportation service providers and users through facilitation, mediation, arbitration, and adjudication. And provide information to stakeholders and Canadians in general on the transportation system and their transportation-related rights and responsibilities. Planning highlights. Between 2016 and 2019, the CTA pursued an ambitious regulatory review exercise resulting in new regulation in the areas of air passenger protection and accessibility of the transportation system. These new regulatory requirements came into force as the pandemic hit. This has resulted in the CTA handling an unprecedented level of consumer complaints, while continuing to manage the economic regulatory framework for the air and rail sectors. In 2022-23, the CTA started to review and implement changes to its processes that have increased its capacity to handle complaints. In the years ahead, the CTA will continue to advance this change agenda with a view to tackling the backlog of complaints, improving the efficiency of the delivery of our services, while implementing the regulatory framework. This will allow the organization to be ready for the future as a high number of complaints is expected to be the norm under the current legislation. As part of our ongoing commitment to public service renewal and building on lessons from how the public service adapted, worked and delivered services since 2020, the CTA will test and implement a management model that leverages hybrid work and that is grounded in operational requirements and service excellence. Benefits from ongoing employee engagement. And serves to strengthen the enterprise as a whole. Specifically, the CTA will pursue the following strategic priorities. Timely resolution of complaints and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Over the last year, Canadians filed air passenger complaints in record numbers, at a rate that stretched CTA resources beyond that which was sustainable, resulting in a backlog. In part by emphasizing informal facilitation and mediation, through which 97% of cases are addressed, the CTA will continue to focus its limited resources on processing as many complaints as possible, as quickly as possible, while ensuring fairness to all parties. Implementation of the regulatory framework. The CTA will continue in its efforts to make Canada's transportation system the most accessible in the world by implementing the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities regulations for large transportation service providers, TSPUN, while developing an approach for smaller TSPs, and by implementing new planning and reporting regulations that require transportation service providers to develop, in consultation with the community of persons with disabilities, accessibility plans for achieving barrier-free operations. The CTA will continue to implement the new regulatory amendment that came into force on September 8, 2022, requiring that a refund be offered to passengers in the case of certain flight disruptions outside of air carrier control, if the airline is not able to provide an alternative flight within 48 hours of the original departure. The CTA will also continue to closely monitor rail performance and service issues in the freight rail system. Compliance and enforcement, One of the tools the CTA uses to implement its regulatory framework is its Compliance Monitoring and Enforcement Program. When undertaking compliance monitoring and enforcement activities, the CTA is guided by the following principles. Results-based enforcement. In securing compliance, the CTA adopts measures that are most likely to advance the outcomes pursued by the CTA according to its mandate and to best serve the public interest, in light of the specific circumstances of each case. This means that enforcement decisions account for a number of factors beyond findings of non-compliance. Data-driven risk-informed decision-making. The CTA's work is informed by data. The allocation of limited compliance and enforcement resources is optimized by developing, using and updating risk profiles of entities and performing data analysis to identify where potential non-compliance may be present or occur in the future. Fair, objective and consistent processes, rules and processes for inspections, investigations and enforcement are clear, effectively communicated and applied in a consistent and impartial manner, noting that consistency is a feature of the manner of the compliance and enforcement process and not necessarily the result. Transparency, consistent with statutory provisions and best practices, the CTA undertakes to publish on its website the results of its formal enforcement actions at such time as the non-compliant actor is deemed to have committed a violation. Process and service innovation and modernization. The CTA will continue to maximize complaint processing capacity and timeliness by developing and implementing innovative measures to improve the efficiency of dispute resolution. For example, the CTA is undertaking a full process review and developing a new case management system. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. The CTA aims to be a more data-driven organization and will enhance and leverage its data assets to improve its capacity in all aspects of its operations. This includes an assessment of its performance in managing complaints and implementing a risk analysis approach to targeting compliance monitoring and enforcement resources. A diverse workforce, and an inclusive and equitable workplace. The CTA will continue its efforts to ensure that its workforce reflects the full diversity of Canadian society. It will provide its staff with a welcoming workplace and stimulating work experience to generate a high degree of employee satisfaction. In particular, the CTA will leverage its move to a new, accessible facility to become the hybrid workplace of choice in the National Capital Region post-pandemic. Gender-based analysis plus governance structures. The CTA's executive committee has included gender-based analysis plus gender-based analysis plus in the mandatory training curriculum for all staff to ensure the CTA continues to advance gender equality and build policies, programs and services that respect GBA plus values. Human resources. Given that it is a small organization, the CTA currently has no resources solely dedicated to gender-based analysis plus. However, GBA plus is prioritized and where required, internal resources are assigned to conduct GBA plus analyses, mostly in the context of workforce and workplace services, and contributions to Treasury Board submissions and memoranda to Cabinet. Plan initiatives in 2023-24, GBA Plus will also continue to be applied and monitored in the context of cost-benefit analyses within the Treasury Board submissions process. Reporting capacity and data related to employment equity, diversity and inclusion will continue to be collected and tracked. United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. The CTA will contribute to implementing the 2030 Agenda and advancing the Sustainable Development Goals. Sustainable Development Goals. In 2023-24. Specifically, the CTA is linked to Goal 10, advance reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and take action to reduce inequality. And Goal 13, take action on climate change and its impact. At the time of writing this plan, the CTA is engaged in drafting its first Departmental Sustainable Development Strategy. Departmental Sustainable Development Strategy. Under the amended Federal Sustainable Development Act, the Departmental Sustainable Development Strategy will be tabled in Parliament in November 2023. Innovation. The CTA will continue to advance innovative approaches to improve the delivery of services and to ensure that it meets the evolving needs of regulated industry and of Canadians. For example, complaints processing. Following an in-depth review of the current state of the dispute resolution process, the CTA has developed and started to implement an efficiency strategy. It has made progress in the past year to streamline its processes through improvements at intake and in case management. For example, we were able to streamline the intake of complaints and reduce incomplete and inaccurate applications from 50% of all applications received to 10%, which results in less administrative back and forth and shorter wait times for applicants. In addition, we have also found ways to streamline our adjudication process and reduce our administrative burden, substantially reducing the time to issue an adjudication decision. For example, adjudication decisions have been reduced from 8 to 10 pages to 2 to 3 pages. In the coming year, the CTA plans on moving ahead with further information technology enhancements to its case management system. Such improvements would automate steps and activities in the dispute resolution process, improve the user experience for passengers, as well as increase access to justice. Accessibility. The CTA has adopted and will continue to develop measures to improve accessibility in outreach and communication activities, namely, use of American Sign Language, American Sign Language, American Sign Language, and Quebec Sign Language, Quebec Sign Language, simultaneous interpretation in stakeholder meetings, development of alternative text, alt text, for images on our social media platforms, use of simplified and accessible complaint forms, read aloud functionality on our website and communications products, use of MathML to make economic information more accessible, PDF accessibility, ensuring our website is AA Plus or higher Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG, compliant. Public engagement and consultation. The CTA engages and consults with Canadians using a variety of innovative approaches, such as online questionnaires, written submissions, and video conference consultation for those unable to attend in-person sessions, and or because of public health risk mitigation. Through these activities, the CTA gains a greater understanding of the perspectives of a wide range of citizens, stakeholders, regulated industry and experts, and is better positioned to develop more informed and effective policies and programs. As just one example of public engagement, the CTA's Accessibility Advisory Committee, which includes representatives from the community of persons with disabilities, the transportation industry and government, helps develop regulations, best practices and industry guidelines on accessibility. Video conference hearings. When there's a decision to hold hearings as part of a dispute adjudication or regulatory determination process, the CTA uses video conference tools. Key risk, S. Risks. Risk response strategy. Links to departments' programs. Link to departmental priorities. Resource levels. Description. Insufficient capacity to address in a timely manner the number of complaints that are being submitted, resulting in a continually increasing backlog of complaints and increasing wait times for dispute resolution. The CTA will continue to review and streamline business processes and procedures, including triage, batching complaints, etc. All programs. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the regulatory framework. Process and service innovation and modernization. A data-driven and digitally integrated and proficient organization. Level of temporary funding. Description. Because a high proportion of the CTA's budget is temporary, many staff are not permanent and are departing the CTA for indeterminate positions outside the organization, resulting in increased time and resources dedicated to staffing and training, and a loss of productivity. The CTA will closely monitor and manage its financial resources to optimize staffing, onboarding, and training of staff, in light of available resources. The CTA will implement initiatives to create a workplace of choice. All programs. Timely resolution and elimination of the backlog of complaints. Implementation of the regulatory framework. A diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. Implementation of the hybrid working model. Description: uncertainty regarding particular challenges associated with new work arrangements and the reality of a true hybrid work model. The CTA continues to engage employees on workplace issues and on how to ensure that the hybrid mode of work in the new facility enables their effectiveness and satisfaction at work. The CTA has also established a Destination 60 Laval website, where employees can send any questions regarding the move to the team of subject matter experts, and continues to consult and involve staff in decision-making regarding the future work environment. The CTA continues to engage with all staff regularly, through town hall meetings, internal surveys, ask the experts sessions and other specific requests for input, where staff can ask questions, seek clarification, and provide comments on any aspect of the move to 60 Laval and or the hybrid work model. All programs: a diverse workforce and an inclusive and equitable workplace. Planned results for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. The following table shows, for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users, the planned results, the result indicators, the targets and the target dates for 2023-24, and the actual results for the three most recent fiscal years for which actual results are available. Departmental result. Departmental result indicator. Target. Date to achieve target. 2018-19 actual result.